Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Marsha Bell, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
No, I'll vote.
Okay. Would that be probably or certain?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
76.
Okay. And what is what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
We're all white here.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number.
We're pretty motivated.
What number would that be from 0 to 10?
9.5.
9. Okay, I don't have a half, but I have 9 or 10. I can put whatever you want me to put.
9.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay, the first one will be Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I totally approve, but I can't speak for the rest of people in the House.
Okay, this is just for you, ma'am. Remember, me and you doing this survey, okay? Just
all
for
right.
Your opinion, all right? All right, Joe Biden is president.
I like Joe.
I strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
I think he's gonna take it again.
Okay.
I mean,
all right,
the other choice we got.
Okay, Donald Trump as former president. I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
If he could act a little more mature and not such a child and not such a spoiled adult, he might be able to do the job.
Okay, so what would you give him? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove or somewhat approve?
Strongly disapprove of him.
Disapprove. Okay. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
I don't know much about him, but he's probably pretty good.
So somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I'd approve.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of the person or institution or, you know, are unfamiliar with them, just tell me all that, okay? The first one will be Republicans in Congress.
I don't know what that question is.
If you were like very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable of them.
Well, I can't say anything against them.
Okay, so what about First Energy?
First Energy? What the
yeah.
hell? First Energy.
What do you think? What do you think about them?
First Energy is an electric company, isn't it?
Yes.
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Some of the people that are running has something to do with, you know, with that company, so that's why it's coming up.
I didn't know that.
Okay. But do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them?
I don't really have an opinion.
Okay, so no opinion. All right, what about Marcy Kaptur?
She's been around a long time. She does a good job.
So very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
No, I give her a very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden again.
Yeah, I like Joe.
So very favorable or just somewhat?
No, I give him very favorable.
Okay. Derek Marin.
Never heard of him.
Never heard. Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Yes.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. And Donald Trump again, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you.
If he'd mature, if he'd grow up a bit and not act like a child all the time.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, so be
all
Democrat.
The way through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Well, I vote for Joe.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
I'd probably have to pick Sherrod Brown there.
Sherrod Brown, okay.
Yeah, he has a good reputation, I think, from what I
right.
see.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No, I'd take Marcy.
Marcy, okay. All right, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
I don't know anything about Derek Marin, not a thing.
So no chance, right? Or maybe a chance?
No.
No chance.
No, no chance.
Okay. And, okay, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur, okay? Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting, you know, for higher taxes and open-door borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America, it is time for a change, okay? Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for Kaptur, or does it make no difference, okay? Or if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, you can say that too.
I don't think it's true.
So not true, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin, okay? After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you don't think it's true, okay, you can say so.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay,
I know nothing about him.
Okay, so maybe you can give me a no difference or don't know. Okay, you can, whatever you want to tell me.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't know.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrade to his office like plush carpeting and new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
I don't know anything about the man. Not a thing.
Okay. That's why we have that no difference action. Okay, so we'll make no difference to you because you don't know him or, you know.
No, I don't know anything about him.
Okay, so no difference, right?
I guess not.
Okay. All right, no difference. Okay, after making, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are, you know, through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about him.
Okay.
And I'll keep saying that. I don't know anything about him.
No problem. Okay, in the state legislature, Derek Merrick supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, you know, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrick would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and would raise, you know, the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Well, if there's messing with Social Security,
Would that be much less likely to vote for him or somewhat less likely?
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, so be much less likely, okay? All right, ma'am, and as a landlord who has received, you know, over 100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some more money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? No difference?
I'm not going to vote for him anyway, because like I keep saying, I don't know anything about him.
Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, and Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define, you know, the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even, you know, find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to...
You know what I think? I think you're in a group that's against this Marin guy, because everything is negative against this Marin guy. I'm going to have to look him up and see what's going on there.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what we asked you before. You know, he's a Republican. He's a Republican. And he's running, you know, he's running for that. Okay, and that's why, you know,
everything you're saying is against this Marin guy. I mean,
well,
you know.
That's just the best things, you know, the best things about him. That, you know,
you're wasting my time.
Okay, ma'am, we almost done, okay?
I don't know anything about him.
You say you don't know. I can put that, okay? Okay, nearly every Republican